In order to implement this unique style of lab reporting, there are some hurdles that would need to be cleared. I would first need the support and approval of my administrators to use this technology in class. Second, I will need to check with the technology department to make sure that the VoiceThread website is accessible for students at school. I would then need to establish an account for our class and for each student. The accounts are offered at $60 per year for a class, or $10 per month for a class. They also offer $1 per user per year. Students will need to use digital cameras and video cameras for this project. The school will be able to provide some of these cameras, but probably not enough for each group. I'm not too concerned about the shortage of digital cameras because many students have one at home that they would be able to bring in and use. However, the number of video cameras is a concern. There are ways to deal with the shortage of video cameras, though, but it would be better if each group had their own. Some groups may have to come in and shoot their videos on their own time, either before or after school. Another aspect that needs to be investigated is if students will be able to transfer their digital pictures and video footage to a school computer without any complications. If not, students will have to complete this task at home and put the photos and video onto a CD, DVD, or other storage device. I must also check to see if the school computers have the necessary software that students will need to edit their digital media. This could be the biggest hurdle of this approach. What I would like to see for a final product is a VoiceThread with digital photos and video from each group that presents the results of their project-based learning activity. I would also like for each group member to post a comment and discuss what was learned. The class will then have the opportunity to view each other's voice threads and make comments on them to create even more collaboration. As far as complications go, I'm hoping that the voice thread will be easy for students to log in and use. I had success with it after only a few moments, but anytime students must log into something, there are always complications with usernames and passwords. I would also imagine that some groups will have trouble meeting outside of class and may have to make other arrangements. One other potential issue that will need to be addressed is having a computer lab full of students all trying to leave audio messages on one another's voice threads. Despite some of the challenges to implementing this approach, I believe that it will be well worthwhile in the end.